As British summertime draws to a close and I get even closer to shaving my beard off.
No!
This is the Bugcast episode 182.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
It isn't. It's the Bugcast 183.
Can't get the staff.
Sorry about that. Sit down, shut up, and listen to this.
Yeah.
How about that?
That was amazing.
Heck of a kicker.
In my ears, that bass was just outstanding.
It was rather yummy.
Not a word I would use, but it was.
It had a nice mix to it. It wasn't one thing. It was. It started off a bit more like an American Pie style song, and then there was a bit of a thrashy bit, and then there was
some good rock in there.
Yeah.
Not old style 70s rock, but it was rocky.
It was a band called Portland with On the Battlefield. They're from Canada. I sourced that from Mevio's Musical.ly. They are described as an easy core band from Quebec City, influenced by punk rock, hardcore, metalcore, emo, and pop. So a bit of a mix there. Olivia on vocals, Safwan on lead guitar, PA on rhythm guitar and backing vocals, Gabriel on bass, and William on drums. You can find out more by checking out Facebook, and I won't send you the link because it's got lots of numbers in it, but it will be in the show notes.
Awesome stuff. I was just saying that it was from Quebec, and I'm thinking you've actually got quite a few Canadian tracks this week, but it's only two.
Why is Regina Canadian?
Regina Saskatchewan, which is Canada.
Then I've got two English tracks.
Yeah, there's a lot of tracks from the UK tonight, certainly more than we would normally do. Anyway, welcome one and all. This is the Budcast episode 183. Not two, as I said when I introduced the show. Welcome one and all, however and wherever you are listening. It is great to have your company. We have a good number of people in the chat room at the moment. We'll speak to you guys after we've had the next pair of songs. In tonight's show, we have some amazing... I'm going to have to stop saying it because it's getting repetitive, isn't it? We always play amazing music.
But it is.
Isn't it?
It is. We keep saying this is going to be the best show ever, and then we go and make it even better.
Make it even better. Will there ever come a point where we can't get any better? Because if there is, this will get packed up and sold.
Hey.
We will always improve.
Yes.
Is what I mean by that.
Especially if this was more ready and we could have had a few beforehand.
Yes.
Last time I know. That's different. That was a can.
And that this is stronger. This show is unofficially, in fact, it's not even sponsored, but it's fueled by Adnams. We took delivery today of two mini casks of Adnams Broadside, one of which we broached about 15 minutes ago. We're enjoying that at the moment. We also got a bottle of, what's it called? First rate. Adams
gin.
First rate gin, which we will be...
Mine.
Which we will,
mine.
Which we,
mine.
Which we,
mine.
Which we will be trying at some point this weekend. And we also got a free gift in it as well. And I want to say thank you very much to Sean for putting that in.
And enjoy it with some coffee, which unfortunately I can't. I don't drink coffee.
But unfortunately, I tend to drink coffee in the morning. That doesn't really work.
Yeah, I can't.
When it's like 90-something% vodka. But it's a blend of pimento berries, vanilla pods, and Adnams' own premium vodka. And it is so nice. It's smooth. It's warm.
It was a bit strong for me.
If you like, I think Kevy. I haven't got the chat room at the moment. I think Kevy might appreciate it if he's a vodka man. But anyway, so yes, we have a...
Because isn't vodka a bit like glass. Gin, but without the
juniper berries? I think essentially, yeah, they're both grain-based spirits, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say it's entirely possible.
Vodka's very strong. I used to like vodka in slushes, because that's nice. But I think I'd stick to my gin, because my gin's quite nice.
Yes, as we found out the last time we went to... a certain friend.
It's not as if he didn't have any to spare. He had about 50, 60 bottles.
He stole an opportunity from us, actually.
Yes, because we were going to buy him an Adnams.
We were going to buy him the two Adnams gins, the standard 40% and the first rate 48%. And as we decided, right, that's what he's getting for his birthday, the next day...
He tagged us on Facebook.
Guess what I've added to my collection? You.
Git.
Yes. Right. Anyway.
This podcast has language of...
No, that's fine. Ajit is a French hostelry, so don't worry about it. Okay. We're going to... John the Nice Guy said in the channel, have you two been drinking? Yes. Yes, we have.
But the thing is, though, I've only had about 4 sips.
What size are your sips, darling? That's almost half a glass gone.
It's nowhere near half a pint, though, is it?
Who remembers last time Karen was drinking on the show? And I have to say, you weren't quite this bad this early.
I'm not that bad.
Let's crack on with some tunes. This is Emerald Park. It's a 24/7 song.
Thank you. Hi, this is Lane and you're listening to the Bugcast. Come and join us in the live chat room on Friday night at 9:30 PM UK time. Just head to www.thebugcast.org/live. See you there.
What a beautiful night, the moon shining bright, and I bet you're out there have a little fun. Yeah, have a little fun. I heard you're on a date, but take your mind out, take them on the dance floor, just not when you're out. Yeah, try the other side, Tom. Cause I couldn't stand the sight of you. No, I couldn't bear the sound. No, I couldn't stand the sight of you. So happy ourselves. There's a pretty little town just downstream where the water flows blue and the flowers are in bloom and the grass is green. Yeah, that's where you should be. Sun always shines down by the shore. How pretty you look down by the water, down by the water. Yeah, you look so pretty in the sun. But I couldn't stand the sight of you. No, I couldn't bear the sun. No, I couldn't stand the sight of you. So happy I'm still around. I'm still around. Face what's mine, cut your memory and leave it behind. But I got too much time to be alone with my thoughts of loss and regrets, the true stale beer and a ripped cigarette. Yeah, I ain't ready yet. Cause I can't stand the sight of you. I couldn't bear the sound. Yeah, I can't stand the sight of you.
Another fine pair.
We managed to get the last tail end of you going.
Sorry. I was just telling people my pumpkins were looking very unwell.
Can you not bring the chat room conversation into here, please?
The pumpkins that I...
Oh, sorry, my bad.
Just because I was on the Urban Dictionary doesn't mean you have to drag it up.
And who was that song, please?
That was Chad Kajula.
Sorry,
do you
again?
Know what? We're not allowed to drink on the show anymore.
No, you're not.
Chad Kajula. Spelt K-I-C-H-U-L-A. The track was called Still Around. Sourced from Aerial Publicity, which is cyber PR. From Regina in Saskatchewan?
Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan.
No, you're right. We do not drink on the show again.
Saskatchewan. By day, he actually works full-time cutting and pruning trees as the owner of a forestry company. And by night, he cuts soul-stirring tracks, writing and recording music since 1999. He sold his truck in 2005 to play for his debut album. In 2007, he went back to the studio and recorded a three-song EP entitled Better in the Morning. He also hooked up with his band, Douglas Avenue Garage Band. By early 2008, he was flooded with fresh material. He released Runners in the Night in early 2009, which contained a mix of new material and cut-offs from the EP World Shakers. And he still works a very physical and demanding job by day in order to support his music, but he's not complaining because it's like his working side and creative side make the best artist possible. You can find out more by checking out chadkajula.com.
Awesome. I enjoyed that. That was a nice boppy, bouncy around the room kind of track. Before that, we heard Emerald Park with The Common Field. Now, we have played Emerald Park before. And in fact, we've played more than just Emerald Park before, because Daniel Johnson, who is one of the members of Emerald Park, is also Danish Daycare, who we played a few weeks ago.
Yes.
You can find them at emeraldmusic.net. They are from Malmö in Sweden. And just a little sort of tidbit here. There is an Emerald Park in Saskatchewan.
See, I knew that, you see. That was the obvious link.
Sorry, who paired the songs together?
Excuse me, all you did was put yours in front of mine. You haven't disorganised mine, have you?
It was fluke, but I haven't disorganised yours. What?
Stop it! Just carry on.
Okay. And that track was available from Jimendo, so there will be more details about that at the end of the show. Right, show notes. What are we doing? Ah, yes. The chat room is not as busy as usual, but there's a good number of people in there at the moment. Caroline, would you like to, if you are physically capable of telling
I'm
us who's
that
in the
bad.
Chat?
You just got me in a giggly mood.
A giggly.
Stop it.
Who's in the chat room, darling?
There's me and you. There's Codger from PC Podcast.
The Pete Kogel Music Podcast Factory.
Yes, we've lots and lots of different ones. And Angel Dust Records.
Angel Dust, yes. He owns the Angel Dust Records net label.
Correct. There's also you again. Oh, that was Bookcast DJ 4. So it is you, Doctor, James Corritia, John the Nice Guy, Kevy, Lainey, Maloki, Phil from Work, and Popey in spirit, if not in
I think Popey and Maloki are not actually present at this moment. We did have another couple of people in. We managed to
Boudicca, was it?
Yeah, Boudicca or something. We managed to poach them from another channel, but they decided to go back, which is fair enough. It's not for everybody. Right, you wanted to talk to us about November.
Yes, the month that Dave is not getting rid of his beard.
That is the next talk segment. You concentrate on yours, and I will concentrate on mine.
I'm going to do NaNoWriMo again, which is National Novel Writing Month.
Correct.
I have tried it a few times before. Last year I got to about 30,000 words and ran out of time, purely for the fact that life got busy. This year I've actually got a stronger story in mind, which is already planned out, so I think it could do well. It was going to be called Living Together, but I thought coexistence sounds better.
It's a nice phrase.
And it's sort of set in the not-too-distant future where a series of random events means that things like werewolves, vampires, ghosts, etc. Are discovered. And the way people react isn't what people expect. They're basically accepted because by this time it's celebrity culture, so vampires are always beautiful and they're all like your movie stars and your rock stars and things like that. The werewolves are very good with physical stuff, so they do a lot of sporty things and various other things. But in order to coexist, they have to be catalogued, and there's various rules and regulations they've all got to take part in. So you start to get a bit of fracturing appearing there. And it's all sort of overseen by a mysterious consortium. Nobody's seen them, but they sort of have control. But then one of the vampires gets really bored, decides to cause a bit of fun, goes a little bit too far and starts off a revolution. Yes. So there's a bit of a hint. And on top of that, I've done a lot of other writing. I took part in a writing competition called Twilight Big Bang, which I did some fan
Before you move
for.
On, Phil from Work has just said in the chat room, now where did you get that idea from, wink?
Yes, I would like to know what he thinks.
And before you go on to the Twilight Big Bang, I have a question. Now, bearing in mind last year when you did NaNoWriMo, you came up with a very plausible concept for a book, which you wrote, got up to a point, and then stopped. So two questions, in fact. One, where is that other story?
And two, are you... This is going to sound really horrible, but are you going to finish this one this time?
I would like to finish this one. And the one from last year, I'm going to take up again after this one's happened, because I think sometimes leaving it a month, leaving it a year, sorry, is good, because you go back to it, you get a fresh pair of eyes and you may improve it. So I will finish the other one off. Speaking of finished stories, I did actually finish the one for Twilight Big Bang. Sorry, somebody distracted me. Sorry. Yes. Yes. The Twilight Big Bang I did finish, and part of the Twilight Big Bang, you're supposed to, it's exclusive to the writing contest up until a certain point, then you're free to post elsewhere. I've now posted it to different sites and I'm getting a lot of reviews and I'm getting hundreds of people reading it, which is actually very good.
Yeah, you've shown me the stats pages and it is good. It's really nice to know that people are reading. It's even nicer to know if people are actually enjoying what they're reading.
Yes.
Now, if you're saying you're getting feedback, how much feedback are you actually getting? And are you getting constructive feedback or are you getting the, oh, hugs brigade?
a bit of both. Most people have been very positive. And I'm also currently doing a bit of an experiment. I've never done it before. I'm actually writing another story, which is a bit more adult in nature. And in all fairness, really, it's nothing to do with Twilight, but I'm using the Twilight characters in order to get an audience to test it out.
Mm.
So I'm doing sort of a detective thing with a serial killer and different things and whatnot. But the reason that's an experiment is because although I've planned the story out, I am writing as I go along. So I'm writing, releasing a chapter, seeing how people feedback, then doing the next chapter, which I've never done before. And that's going down very well as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a good way of driving it. Because
it's quite funny because my stats was viewers, really lots of viewers, because it had a few hints of some adult nature.
The only problem with doing the, changing the direction of the story based on feedback is if you already have in your head where you want the story to go and you take note of feedback, what it could do is turn the story into a direction where you didn't originally want it to go. Almost the worst case, tangential.
No. When I say I'm seeing what people review and then carrying on with it, it was just, it's nice to see how people react to the way I have people working and how the character's working. And if the characters have accepted early on, then I feel like I'm on the right path. But this story is going to get really quite dark as it goes along.
Mm.
It's all about serial killer and different things. And I've got it all planned out. But then I've got to do all the nasty bits, which will be interesting because I've never done that before.
As with last year, would you like to hijack the project that I'm going to be talking about after the next pair of songs to feedback on your NaNoWriMo progress?
Yes.
Right, in which case, we'll talk about that in a minute. Are you done for this segment?
Yeah, so just to say that I actually finished a story for a change. I also did fan mix for it, which was basically a soundtrack, as it were, but I did it based on independent music, all from Jamendo, and promoting the artist as well as the podcast. But I did that for a few other stories as well. So there's people out there that never heard of Jamendo or half the artists that we play, and that went down exceptionally well. And I know at least two or three people that have become obsessed with some of the artists that I featured. So I feel like I did a good job there.
Mm. Is there anywhere that anybody can go to, a public website, that can see the progress of your work?
Well, I can link to the stories I did for the Twilight Big Bang, and I can also link to my live journal that's got all the fan mixes.
Which is friends
only. Which is public.
Oh, okay.
I've got a musical fic.
Right, good. We'll put the link to that in the show notes then.
Yeah.
And as I go through the NAPOD Pomo stuff, then we'll keep you up to date with that as well.
Yes.
Very quick hello to O'Golly, who's arrived in the chat room. Good to see you. Don't know who you are, but good to see you anyway.
That just made me think of a song. Good golly, Miss Golly. No.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
That was probably
good Molly.
A few years before your time, in all honesty. Anyway, we'll have some more music. This is I Am Not Left-Handed with Long Goodbyes. Thank you.
sit side dark listening, the fun down barely listening as you try to smile. I sigh, another word would floor me. You loathe me and adore me, and I've changed your life. I hate long goodbyes.
British tunely music is remarkably old. Wasp waist and swivel hippie artists and kicking out the legs, girls and boys of both types, yes, from Johnny Groats in Bonnie Scotload to the end of the landing, are laying down fantastic old tunes all the tight-o, and knockers all on rotaty discus. Runny now, as light as quickening, on the surfload and into Webby to the Made in the UK show. At madeintheukshow.co.uk. Deep joy. Here, a multipod of UK cast poodles, in excited times all bubble happy, will bring you Freeload of Chargebold, the best and most bright shiniest of all the ivory tinkles and twangy G-strings with bang 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 on the big bass drummy that this fairy island has to offer and honour. Remembold, madeintheukshow.co.uk. Goodly by load.
reality is. So much he could barely stand. Then he fell down to the floor and lost his consciousness for a minute or more. Oh no, the paramedics were ugly and rude. He ended up like every garbage can would. You should see this girl, junkie violin player on the underground, playing hits, but it sounds like she's saying, you want it, you'll get it. She looks like a guy. She looks like a guy. She's saying, you want it, you'll get it. She looks like a guy. You should see this girl, the junkie violin player on the underground, playing hits, but it sounds like she's saying, you want it, you'll get it. She looks like a guy. You should see this girl, the junkie violin player on the underground, God.
Beautiful ending.
That was really nice. It was something a bit different.
Hmm.
They were called, sorry, the band is called Tabloid. The track is called The Junkie Violin Player. Source from Jamendo, so Doris got to be a bit busy tonight.
I have a point to make about that after you've done the songy bits.
You're about to tell me off because you're waggling your finger.
No, not at all. Not at all.
From London in the UK, they are a glam rock cabaret band. They released their self-titled debut album after 2 years of playing both electric and acoustic gigs in venues across London. Their music is packed with emotion, drama and powerful vocals, telling tales of a cold big city much like London. They're likened to the likes of Queen, David Bowie, Dresden Dolls. It's made up of singer-songwriter-guitarist Izzy Gowan, producer, bassist and songwriter Mr. Snail, pianist Sonia Gurdjieff, and drummer and percussionist Zilo Beniti. You can find out more by going to myspace.com/tabloiduk.
Brilliant. Keep tabs on them.
Yeah.
put some more in. And before that, you heard I Am Not Left-Handed with a track called Long Goodbyes. Now, we have played I Am Not Left-Handed a number of times in the past. I was just having a look, and it turns out it's about five or six times previously. They are a three-piece from London. A three-piece which I believe Dan from Rat Hole Radio has actually had interviewing on his show. Really got to get our interview sorted out, because there are so many people we could talk to, isn't there? If you want to find out more about I Am Not Left-Handed, you can visit their website at iamnotlefthanded.com. Again, all their material is available on Jamendo, and full details will be in the show notes, as always.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The other thing I wanted to talk about, well, there are two things, actually. The first one is just a reminder to anybody listening in the UK or Europe that this weekend the clocks go back.
Yes. You were about to tell me something about Doris as well.
Oh, yes. I'll do that in a second. So those of you that listen to the show regularly outside of Europe that don't keep the same daylight savings time schedule as we do, it may well be that the show is an hour earlier than you expect it to be.
Remind me to show you a video about daylight savings later.
Okay. Lovely.
Probably
yes.
More for my benefit than yours, but you'll see what I mean in a minute.
Okay. Phil from work dropped me a message earlier on at work, not surprisingly, said that he was catching up on previous shows, and he wanted to make a point of mentioning that because we're only playing the Doris from cchits.net jingle once at the end of every show, she's not really getting busy, is she?
But it sounds fun.
It sounds dirty.
You know what? I always feel like I'm getting told off.
You're not getting told off. Maybe if you did things right. Before that, you... Oh, no, I've just done all the songs, haven't I? Sorry, sweetheart. It was some feedback, and I am obligation-bound to pass that information on.
But you do it during the show rather than in between now and the show.
Because it's fun.
Making Moo out to be a...
Oh, there go some fireworks. Anyway, yes, we're going to lose Caroline very shortly because she's going to go into an immense sulk. Because not only is November National Novel Writing Month, and for the second year running, don't pour that over me, and for the second year running, I will be doing National Podcast Posting Month, or as another organisation has called it, the 30-day podcasting experiment. Politics, not going there. I'm also, for the first time in the fourth year of actually being aware of it, I'm going to be taking part in Movember. Now, for those that don't know, Movember, the basic idea is, on the 1st of November, you are clean shaven. For those who have seen pictures of me or know me, I have a beard. Goatee. And then throughout the month of November, you grow and groom a moustache. I have decided that for the month of November, please don't look at me like that, for the month of November, I will be growing a zapper, which is a nice, solid moustache that goes down the side of the mouth, and then a little tufty bit under the bottom lip. Do a Google image search for zapper moustache, you'll see what I mean. I'm going to incorporate Movember into my Napod Pomo for November, which I'm going to call Mogro Podmo, Moustache Growing and Podcasting Month.
And I'm not going to speak to him the whole time.
I don't believe that. Full details will be available on the Bugcast, a website at thebugcast.org. There will be a category link up there for Napod Pomo, where you can follow the progress of the project. Also, if you are subscribed to the Bugcast Extra feed, again, details will be on the website. Then you will get that separately. If you're subscribed to the entire Bugcast feed, you'll get it anyway. But if you're only subscribed to the shows, the Bugcast shows, you won't get the Napod Pomo ones unless you subscribe to the other ones separately. Again, thebugcast.org slash Listen, I think, is the right URL that will have all the details in there. Now, Caroline is trying her best to hide from me because I don't think she's very happy with me. But
put a good point. You're going to look like Hulk Hogan. Is that what you want?
I'm not going to look like Hulk Hogan.
Yes, you are. That's, he's kind
Hulk Hogan's moustache goes down here somewhere. Mine stops here. For the benefit of the tape, I'm pointing at the corners of my mouth. The point is, sweetheart, it's for charity.
But I could pay you to not do it.
If you want to visit my MoSpace, mobro.co, mobro.co/Dave Lee. And if you want to donate to the cause, you can do so there.
Keeping what you've got and growing more.
That's not in the rules.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. I'm doing it for charity. You've stopped me from doing it for the last 3 years.
I've offered to pay you for not doing it the last 3 years.
I'm doing it this year. In December, I will grow the goatee back. As it is now. Right? It's for 1 month, 30 days. Plus growth time at the other end. I don't know why you're being like this about it.
Because I know how hard it was for me to get you to grow the goatee in the first place. You're going to get something you like out. And you're going to go away from it.
I'm not going to go away from it. I like this beard.
Yeah, you say that
I think
now.
It suits me. What do you mean?
Because you'll change your mind midway. You'll get to a point where you think, oh, I like this instead, and then I'll have to fight with you to get back to what you are now.
I won't change my mind. And there are a couple of reasons for that. The first one, I like the beard. The second reason, I look even fatter without one.
I don't want you to look like Hulk Hogan.
I'm not going to look like Hulk Hogan.
Right, should we stop arguing and just get on with the show?
I'm not arguing, you are. You are. Sorry, that was kind of an argument, wasn't it? I don't know why. I don't know why. Hello to Ian, who has joined us in the chat room. Good to see you. I haven't seen you for a few weeks. Yes, so let's have some more music whilst I turn the microphone off so Caroline is free to throw the pumpkins at me that are on the floor in the studio at the moment.
No, this squishy.
I would have thought that made them easier to throw. This track featuring Pixie Guts is Max Waves with Distant.
Thank you.
Do you know the story?
This is Phil from work, and I've been listening to the podcast since episode 1. Have you?
Now smile.
Listen up. with the second day blues. It all seems pretty pointless when you tell me.
That track was by The Heavens with Second Day Blues. They're from the UK, sourced from Jumendo. Brainchild of Richard Green, which is a songwriter and guitarist and singer in both Ultrasound and Somatics. Written and recorded in the Attic Studio in Leeds, though just up the road. Blend of British and American psychedelia, rock and roll and 90s Britpop. You can find out more by going to myspace.com/theheavensband.
Awesome stuff. That was nice as well. It was a really good track. Before that, you heard Max Waves featuring Pixie Guts with a track called Distant. Now, we have played Max Waves before, and that previous one was also featuring Pixie Guts. The track was called Reflections. And for some reason, I really like his style. It's very smooth, very laid back. And her vocals, which I'm pretty certain I mentioned this the last time we played a track that had Pixie Guts on it, I just love her voice. There's something about her vocal style that really kind of grabs you and takes you in. Pixie Guts is, if you don't already know, Marie Craven. She does have her own podcast called Pixie Cast. And what we'll do is we'll put all the links to the various places in the chat room. But you can find out more about Max Waves by going to maxwaves.posterous.com. That's maxwaves.posterous.com. But, as I said earlier, links will be in the show notes, as always.
Oh.
Fantastic. I think that's pretty much it. I don't think we've got much more to talk about. I'm just looking at my notes. Give me a second. No, that's pretty much it. If you want to cast a vote for us for the European Podcasting Award, please go along to thebugcast.org/EPA. As I remember, there's only about 2 weeks voting time left before they close the voting altogether. So please do go along. You can vote once a day. Please do vote for us as much as you physically can. It'd be really nice if, at the very least, we can get an honourable mention for this particular award. It would be rather good. Next week, the Budcast episode 184 will be broadcast live in the Budcast chat room and over on Butterflies Radio on Friday, the 4th of November. As I've already mentioned, if you're listening outside of Europe, it may well be that the show time is going to be an hour earlier than you first expected it. If you go to thebudcast.org/listen, there is a link in there that will tell you what the times are in various time zones for the 9:30 start here in the UK. So do go and check that out. If you want to get in contact, you can do so by dropping us an email to feedback@thebudcast.org. And if you head along to the website at thebudcast.org, you'll find out more information about how you can get in contact with us, and also the show notes, where you will see links to all the artists and the sources from where we have obtained their music. I think that is probably about it. Is there anything else you want to cover off, my love?
Nope, I think that's it.
Brilliant. Well, it's been a great show. It's actually been a very short show, comparatively speaking. We're about 30 seconds off the hour at the moment, but we do have one more track left to play. This is Beat 6 with Live Fast, Lie Down.
Shame, a rock, a don't suit
That was Beat 6 with Live Fast, Lie Down. And do you know, I've done it again. You remember a couple of weeks ago when we played the one side track, Into the Night, sorry?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, do you know, I'm surprised we haven't played this track before. And it turned out we had. Yeah, we played this one before as well. Back in July of 2009, episode 70, we played this.
See, I always check.
I have no excuse. Yes, they're from Staines in the UK, not, sorry?
Slack.
Yes. From Staines in the UK, not far from our old stomping ground. If you want to find out more about them, you can go to myspace.com/beat6. They did have a website at beat6.com, but that seems to have bitten the dust for some reason. And as most of the tracks in tonight's show, it's also available from Jimendo. You can go and download the music there for free. Links will be in the show notes, as always. Please don't forget that... Caroline's doodling. Is that a cowboy hat?
It's a chef's hat.
Is that a cowboy hat? please don't forget, if you'd like the Creative Commons tracks you've heard, please click on the voting links for CC Hits so that other people know that you like these tracks. And also, you will be controlling the CC Hits weekly and monthly charts, which is, you know, it's a good honour, big honour.
Doesn't seem right now not saying Doris gets busy, because that used to be fun.
Hi there, it's Doris from cchits.net here. I have a confession to make. I'm a big fan of the Beastie Boys.
Now get busy!
As far as I'm concerned, she can still get busy. You know, just because a listener has come up and said, you know, I don't agree with this, that doesn't mean we have to necessarily change, does it? And before we go, I would like to say an extra special thank you to the people that are in the chat room for being so helpful towards those people that are coming to the chat room for the first time. I don't want to go all Jono Bacon, but you know, we do seem to be building up a really nice community of people here in the podcast chat room, the live listeners. And it's good to see that somebody comes in, maybe struggling a bit to hear the live stream, and they just jump on it and help out, which is really, really great.
They don't jump on the person, they jump on
Well, they do, hypothetically speaking. That's not even the right word, but you know what I mean. Anyway, that is it. Thank you very much indeed. That was the podcast, episode 183. It's been great. Thank you very much indeed for being with us, and we'll catch you again next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Podcast submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.